the one thing I would like to point out from our friend Tom Lawrence, he posted this amazing snapshot from this hearing of a congressman holding up a Hacking for Dummies book in the courtroom. I have thoughts on that.
This episode is made possible by OIT VoIP. Find your best-in-class revenue generation for MSPs all over the world. Learn more via the link in the show notes.
In my story for today, United Health congressional testimony reveals rampant security fails. From Tara Seals at Dark Reading, United Health's congressional testimony revealed significant security lapses, including a $22 million ransom paid by its subsidiary, Change Healthcare, to hackers. CEO Andrew Witte testified before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee, sharing alarming details about the breach. Attackers gained access through compromised credentials, exploiting the absence of multi-factor authentication. Despite discovering the attack on February 23rd, the intruders had accessed the system for more than a week, showing weak intrusion detection. Concerns about data security have grown because the breach might be bigger than first thought, with a significant amount of personally identifiable and health information compromised. The breach affecting millions is compared to a national security threat. However, the next steps for Change and United Health remain uncertain due to weak enforcement of regulations, undisclosed cybersecurity plans, and the absence of a cybersecurity executive on United Health's board. Tony, I mean, how many times have we talked about, I mean, just MFA on these episodes? What do we do here? The one thing I would like to point out from our friend Tom Lawrence, he posted this amazing snapshot from this hearing of a congressman holding up a Hacking for Dummies book in the courtroom. I have thoughts on that, but let's hear your take.
Well, let's try not to manipulate the narrative here. The answer is very simple and succinct. Basics, everyone. Basics. I cannot stress this enough. For the MSP community that's listening to this right now, the managed service providers, the last mile between the vendor and the very customer themselves, the ones that have either made the customer realize that, hey, you should probably focus on your core business model and not IT because you're probably not doing a very good job at that, or the customer saying, we really, really are hurting here, and the MSP saying, we can clean this up for you. And you're probably still in that cleanup stage years later, which, by the way, both of those scenarios are good. Everyone that I'm talking to should be dazzling your customers with the basics. You need to educate them, not necessarily on how things work. They don't really care about that, but that you understand this stuff. And frankly, they will realize that they don't understand it as well as they could, but that's why they are entrusting you to move this forward. MFA, manage everything in a zero trust environment. No one trusts anything. Trust but verify repeatedly. Notice this particular article said the exploitations of the absence of MFA. I love how you're associating MFA with that, but it's very much tied to the absence of it. That is the first step in dazzling with the basics. Then once you have everything locked in a solid state environment, now we can define policies. Now let's pause for a moment I'm going to go off on a tangent on this one because I'm very opinionated. I don't have a very well-crafted response for this, but I'm pretty certain everyone listening to this will understand. The way it works right now is people buy a product that has a number of feature sets, they develop their processes around the product, and then they bolt on the policies. That is the exact opposite way things should be done. Right now, Josh is like, yes, thank you, thank you. Right now, there are a very, very large number of our audience members right now that are saying, I am with Josh. But then they got to get this other part that's like, well, what's wrong with that? Many things wrong. Develop your policies first. And in order to do that, that means you have to have foresight. You have to have experience. You need to be able to look back because you've been initiated. There's a policy established for everything. SOP, standard operating procedures. You have to develop them for everything. It's going to take work. That's part of it. Once these policies are created, you can then develop processes to accommodate something. From there, you can then purchase software, tools, machines, whatever they may be, to accommodate, and the processes will be refined a little bit, but the technology can then be sunset with new, better technology to accommodate your processes that adhere to your policies. That is the way you should be doing it. The easy way for those that are not initiated or have the experience is to just do the opposite first. And then you create those bolt-on policies. Start with the basics. Lock everything in a very solid, stable state with MFA. Zero trust policies. And that means everything across the board. Then pause, assess the business environment, create policies, core pillar policies, everything ranging from HR to sales to like here's IT policies, because there will be things that are overarching. From there, you can then start moving things forward. I can go on and on, Josh. I'm sorry I've taken so long to talk about this. I'm very opinionated about this, but why don't you talk about it for a moment?
I think we could be best friends with, because I feel the same way on it. With organizations, we want to get more secure. Let's get a pen test. Okay. Well, do you adhere to a risk framework? Do you have policies in place? Do you do internal vulnerability scanning? No. Congratulations. I just saved you $15,000. Let's do those things before we purchase tools at that. So no, same thing. The last thing I want to hit with this is really the ending of the article is, you know, the next steps remain uncertain due to weak enforcement of these. And one of the things that I feel kind of strongly about, and if I'm wrong, please let me know, but the people in Congress that are waving the finger that are saying, no, you did bad. Do they understand MFA? Do I understand what we're talking about on this? So you're having people who are saying you did bad, but at the same time, they don't fully understand why they did, why this is the bad thing, why not having it as bad. And therefore, we're not getting anywhere, right? Oh, here's a fine. Well, it's not a fine. It's a cost of doing business, right? Ultimately, unfortunately, the prices are going to increase and go down to the end user. And we'll just, there's going to be another one in the news in 2 months. I would love to be wrong, but, unfortunately, my old jaded opinion in the current state of things, I feel that's what's going to happen. Again, if I'm wrong, please go to the comments, go to our Discord and tell me. But hopefully this is, if we're going to compare it to a national security threat, hopefully we see some increased regulations and increased security measures stemming from this. And I do truly hope that. And although I might be a little jaded, I'm not going to stop fighting and I'm not going to try to better everybody here with security. That's what we're about. So speaking of better security, one of the other measures you can do is you can put a VPN in place. Unless you install when Microsoft updates. Tony, can you tell us more?
Oh, okay, let's talk about it. In my notable mention from Sergio Gatlan at bleepingcomputer.com, Microsoft says April Windows updates breaks the VPN connections. Microsoft announced VPN connection failures on Windows devices post-April 2024 updates affecting Windows 11, Windows 10, and Windows Server 2008 and later. The affected updates included KB5036893 for Windows 11, KB5036894 for Windows 10, and KB5036909 for Windows Server 2022. While Microsoft investigates, it advises home users to seek support through the Get Help app and business owners via the Support for Business portal. Uninstalling updates solves the issue temporarily, but it also removes all security fixes.
If you found this episode eye-opening, catch more MSP Dispatch at 10 a.m. throughout the week. Share your thoughts below, and don't forget to like and subscribe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.